after 156 games, each two more than the regular schedule calls for. The Buns from Brooklyn, the Giants from New York have come down to the wire to where it is all or nothing. What happened before, even the Giants' closing rush from 13 and a half out, will be forgotten when the final decision is rendered at the Polo Grounds this afternoon. 20 years from now, the fans will be talking about this afternoon's hero as yet unknown, but the man and the hour are about to meet. If there is a GOAT, his name will echo down the corridor of time, coupled with Fred Perkle of Bonehead fame and Freddie Snodgrass, whose must-fly ball cost the Giants the World Championship of 1912. The tension has been building until the strain has become terrific. Neither Dressen nor DeRocher can afford to gamble. The leadoff batter will be Pee Wee Reese for Carl Brewer for the Brooklyn Dodgers in the top half of the first inning. Magley, the barber, ready to lather the Dodgers. Against him, it'll be Newcomb. We'll pause for station identification. This is the second largest network in the world, the Liberty Broadcasting System. And the dark, gloomy, somber skies at the Polo Grounds in New York, it's the greatest show on earth. The Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants, final sudden death showdown payoff game, the playoff payoff. Here's Carl Froh against Sal Magley, first half of the first inning in a game I'm sure that we will all long remember. Pee Wee Reese on deck, Duke Snider down in the hole. Cold-blooded Sal, the outlaw from Drummondville. Veteran of Veracruz starts from the windup. First pitch of a historic game. Brings it down. Sidearm raked outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. This game adds another dramatic page to the history of the New York Giants, whose history already covers 70 years of one of the most dramatic stories in sports. Great Giant names have been on this field before us. None in quite so difficult a spot as Sal Magley this afternoon. Magley in the windup. Giant right-hander brings that black arm low and outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, first inning. Sal Magley pitching. Carl Froh on the text chin. 2-0. Magley working. First inning. Dodgers famed Symphony Band is here, but has competition this afternoon from a Giant band. Three buglers and one bass drummer. Giant band calls itself the Fish Hole Mob from Mulberry Street. Everybody is here. Jam-packed, enthusiastic crowd. Magley delivers. He's in there with a strike across the belt. Whipping fastball. Crackling down there. Pops in the middle of Westwestern. For a low with a count of 2-1. Little Reese, the Dodgers' fleet-footed field captain, is on deck. Duke Snider down in the hole. First half of the first inning, the maiden frame. Liberty's final game of the year. Carl Brillo waits. Slow stance, steps forward, strides, takes strike two call on the outside corner. As Magley, the air-splitting precision expert, eased one across the outside corner, a curve that didn't break too well, but held it anyway. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, first inning. Dodgers and the New York Giants. Need we say more? Out on the mound, Magley, abrasive, blue, black-bearded right-hander, pitches the 2-2 ball, sidearm, swung on, next foul, back toward the Giants dugout, coming up on top, racing for it is Westrum, but is unable to play it. It's back into the Giants dugout. Sal Magley was the logical choice today for the big one of the big ones. Magley, an old head at 34 years, has been around for 13 years in baseball. He has pitched under the most difficult possible circumstances. Banned from baseball for jumping to the Mexican League. Sal Magley worked in Drummondville. He worked in heat, in drizzle, in driving rain, in broiling sun. He worked in Tampico, riding buses, riding mules, riding everything. He is one of the toughest pitchers in the game. Certainly one of the most taciturn. Kicks, fires, 2-2 ball, strike three, call. Drama begins late on the line. These two managers must have swirling, tumultuous thoughts going through their mind. I can imagine. I can just imagine. You put your whole life in a game, they must be thinking, and then they give you one afternoon to make good. Sudden death, playoff showdown. It's Reese now. Frollo took a strike three call on the 2-2 pitch. Sal Magley rocks, throws overarm, drives him back from the plate as Reese twists away. One ball and no strikes with one out. Magley, 141 strikeouts. The Giants' shining 23 game winner. Well rested against the Don Newcomb, who has pitched 14 and two-thirds innings in 5 days. Can't be so well rested. Magley throws down. Reese cuts and fouls it off home plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Up. Pee Wee Reese, number one, the Brooklyn Dodgers field captain. Newcomb and Magley have each hurled 3 shutouts this year. This is the second start between the two of them in which a decision has been rendered. Magley beat Newcomb in the only other start they've made against each other. The ancient cricket crease below the bluff on the black paper-littered shores of the Harlem River Polo Grounds, New York. Maglipin's way over as though looking through a keyhole. Starts from the wind-up. Reese, low over the plate, backs away, ducking under a pitch off the top of his cap, and it's counted 2-1. Reese at bat. Duke Snyder on deck, Jackie Robinson down in the hole. Second time these two have met as starters, Magley and Newcomb. August the 16th at the Polo Grounds. Magley beat Newcomb 2-1. Crowd tight as a fiddle string. Playoff, payoff in Harlem. As the Giants, favorites of Harlem, meet the boys from the land across the East River, the Brooklyn Dodgers. Up ahead, grimy skies. Across through the fog beyond the Harlem River, the great gray spires of Yankee Stadium, which will be alive tomorrow with the World Series as one of these two will play. We don't know which now, but the team is about to meet the hour as Reese takes ball three outside, 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Drama riding with every pitch. This is the end of it. Asked before the game about whether he could pitch tonight or today. Preacher Rose said, if I do, I'll have to go right-handed. Reese drives, takes low on a Magley slide up a ball four, and Pee-wee is on. Question is whether Magley is shot. Both pitchers did appear to be sharp in their warm-up. Magley to our right in front of the Giant dugout along the first baseline, and below us, Big Don Newcomb, who was warming up in front of the Brooklyn Dodgers dugout. Final game in the turbulent, ebbing National League race. The Giants have played on the same field for more than 60 years, longer than any other team in baseball. I've written many a page in history, and another one is being written today. So listen closely, and you can tell your grandchildren. You heard the most dramatic of them all. Magley pitches. Snyder takes high. One ball and no strike. The distance is for you here today, 257 feet to right field. 279 down the left field line. 483 feet to the Eddie Grant Memorial shaft in center. Underneath, Old Glory, which is unfurled from the center field masthead. The right field wall, 10.5 feet high. The left field wall, nearly 17 feet tall, with a capacity here of 55,000. Reese down at first. Snyder the batter. Magley facing, fields one off, dealing high ball two. Two balls, no strike. Levine's shutout yesterday against the Giants was the seventh shutout against this team this year. They're tough to shut out. Staley got two, Sane one, Roberts one. Paulette won. Newcomb has won against the Giants, one of the seven, and LeBlanc yesterday, obviously. From Bernard Baruch and Tom Dewey to Brooklyn's Harry the Horse and Spanish John Phillips, you have to talk baseball in New York today, from Flatbush Avenue to Sheepshead Bay. From the Savoy Ballroom to the Harlem YMCA, from Jacob's Beach to Hamburger Heaven, this series has got the joint jumping. 8 million New Yorkers are really moving today. Left-hand batter, Snyder, 275 hitter. The outfield's almost straight away, bending over to get the sign, peeking in. Sal Magley, Westrum down in catching position. Here is Snyder ready to come up with a swing, and he takes underneath the knees for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Snyder at bat. Magley having trouble with his control, which seems to be on the blink in the top half of the first inning. Magley, who never shaves before a game, lets his beard grow, with normally one of the heaviest beards in the game. The barber shaving the Brooklyn Dodgers this afternoon, but shaving the corners slightly too close. He walked Reese, walked Snyder, has 3-0 against Snyder. On deck, Jack Robinson, a name to conjure fear in Giant hearts at this point. And then Andy Pasco. Here's a 3-0 ball. The giveaway pitch is flat to ball four. Reese at second, Snyder at first, and the hitter will be the foe of Leo DeRocher. Jack Robinson hitting 337. Andy Pasco on deck. Gil Hodges down in the hole. Must have been a million people asked me how I thought today's game would turn out. I always answer them like the news commentators, very inconclusively. I'd always say, well, it's certain that one thing will happen if anything else does, and that is that there's going to be action in the Polo Grounds this afternoon. Larry Jackson has begun to limber up in the Giants bullpen. All the stops are out. The pitch to Robinson. Swung on, driven down for a big hit in the hole. Here's Stevie Reese around third on his way to the score. The throw to second hand. Snyder is there. Run in. Dodgers lead 1-0. Comes in before this frantic, frenzied crowd as the New York Giants hopes take a front back turn. Jackie Robinson fit into the first pitch and hit a blue diner hole in the shortstop between Dark and Bobby Thompson. Reese raced in from second to score. Snyder holds up at second. One out. Andy Pascoe, the batter. That was Jackie's 185th hit. He has been tremendous in the last few days. Sal Magley being talked to by catcher Westrum. By his manager, Leo DeRosa, who now comes out to the mound. They'll waste no time at all. Larry Jensen, the Oregonian, the big family man, warming up in the bullpen. New York Giants trail by a score of 1-0. First half of the first inning. Reese walks, Snyder walks, Robinson drove home the run. With a sharp single, outered in the hole between Dark and Thompson to the left. Sal Magley looks in. The batter, Andy Pascoe, wide strider, two home runs in 2 days, steps forward, cuts a foul, back, and up into the upper deck out of play. Misty, murky skies overhead. The New York Giants, Brooklyn Dodgers in the final of the final. The last one there can be. The lights went on yesterday during the game. Will have to be turned on again today in the process of it. In any one baseball game, the odds are almost even, but the bookmakers went along with Magley today by slight odds. He's trailing 1-0 first inning. Sal Magley checking Reese down at second base. While Snyder throws. Pascoe hits a weak grounder in fair territory down the third baseline. Stepped on third by Thompson. The throw associate. Not in time. There's a force out at third base as Bobby Thompson picked up a ball that went perilously close to foul territory, bouncing along the third baseline. He stepped on third almost simultaneously with the arrival of Snyder, but in time for the out. Threw across the first where Pascoe was by just a hand safe on the fielder's choice. With two away and two on, Robinson second, Pascoe on the jumping off place. It's big Gil Hodges, whose 40 home runs paces the Brooklyn attack in that department. The magic number for either team, now one. For the loser, 1952. And great was the rejoicing in Flatbush last night as the little fella from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Clem Levine, threw a brilliant shutout into the Brooklyn, under the New York Giants. Hodges, 270 hitter. Robinson down at second. On at first base. Andy Pascoe on the fielder's choice. Two out. Magley trails 1-0 as the barber shaves a little too close. His control went awry in the first inning. Throws. Misses the outside corner with a sweeping out drop. Magley's best pitch is that fearsome curve with a right angle break on it as it comes in long about ladder high and takes a sudden dip downward. That is extremely difficult to perceive. The Giants have 178 home runs. The Dodgers, 184 home runs. Little to choose in that department. Here's Magley checking the feared Jackie Robinson at second. Sal delivers, and the cold-blooded right-hander is over there for a cold strike. Sal, with nerves of steel, the obvious choice for this ball game because he's been in many pressure ball games, has always been equal to the occasion. So this most stirring of all the pennant races goes to the very end today when these two teams, all even on the last day of the regular season, all even after two playoff games, meet now in the final deciding game here today with both aces carrying the mail. It's Magley checking Robinson on at first. The runner is Pascoe. Hodges beats a weak pop-up along the third base line. Here's Bobby Thompson squeaking fast. He's there. He's got it. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, in a profitable first inning, and even 1-1 is a highly profitable, nay, a rich first inning against Magley. One run, one hit, no errors, and two men left marooned on base, spinning their wheels against the barber. Out on the mound goes that huge, elephantine right-handed Don Newcomb to pick up the ball and face Eddie Stanky. The score at the end of one half inning of play. The visiting Dodgers from the land across the East River won. The New York Giants, nothing. A hitting list for the New York Giants, Eddie Stanky at second base. Alvin Dark is at shortstop. Don Mueller in right field. Mighty Irvin in left field. Lonnie Lockman, 279 hitters at first base. Bob Thompson, the Giants hero of the last few days, batting 290, is playing third and hitting sixth. Willie Mays in the big field. Wes Westrum down there behind the plate. And on the hill, the barber, black-bearded Sal Magley. Magley from Niagara Falls, New York. 23 wins and 6 defeats for Magley. So your Giant hitting list of 9. Stanky, Dark, Mueller, Irvin, Lockman, Thompson, Mays, Westrum, and Magley. The umpire at home plate, Lou Jorda, ready to call play ball for play in the last half of the first inning. Now Don Newcomb is out on the mound. Eddie Stanky is up against him for the New York Giants. Stanky, last half, a first inning, Sankey, the flaming spirit, vibrantly alive, fierce competitor. It has been many times said that Eddie Sankey has glorified the base on ball. With him, the walk is a major weapon. It's an attack. For opposing pitchers, this little fella, Eddie Sankey, miniature second baseman, is baseball's most aggravating player. There is a study, the David and the Goliath of it, Newcomb and Sankey. Newcomb pumps, pitches, Sankey watches, ball one is outside. One ball and no strike. Another dramatic page in Polo Grounds history. As players here will go down alongside John McGraw and Christy Mathewson and Mike Dunlan and Buck Herzog and Amos Rusey and Doyle and Frisch and them all. The pitch. Sankey watches. Strike one call across the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Last half of the first inning. Ed Sankey at bat. Great face on balls. Getter holds the National League record in that department. A tough little man to get out. The man whom Branch Rickey said about. He can't run, he can't hit, he can't field, but I wouldn't trade him for Hornsby in his prime. Sankey waits. The Newcomb delivery. Swung on, beaten foul. Down past DeRosa along the third base coaching line. That run, surrendered by Magley in the top half of the first inning, could be a most pivotal, a most crucial run, looming ever larger as we go down mounting the scoreboards. The goose eggs on the scoreboard today. He walked Reese, then he walked Snyder, and with men on first and second after Perillo had struck out, Jackie Robbins hit a first pitch single in the hole and drove home the run, by which the Dodgers lead Leo DeRocher's hated New York Giant crew 1-0 in this battle of the arch rivals, last battle of the year. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Sankey. Ill Eddie takes below the knees on a Newcomb dropper for ball two. He threw that tremendous overarm dropping curve, sinking down too low on Sankey. Two balls, two strikes. On deck, Alvin Dark of the New York Giants. Here's Don Newcomb into the windup now. He kicks. The Giant right-hander fires. Sankey swings and curves it foul over near the Brooklyn Dodger dugout. The string has run out of the National League. Last game, the last one there can be this year, unless for some reason this one is postponed this afternoon. Skies overhead are leaden, heavy with rain, but I think they'll go on and play this one. At least we would wait for hours and hours and hours and hours, indeed up into the evening tonight, before postponing it. President Ford Frick of the National League, soon to become the Commissioner of Baseball, wants to play it if at all possible. He wants that World Series to start tomorrow. Newcomb, the 2-2 ball to Sankey. Eddie back. High ball three. Three balls and two strikes. A payoff count on Sankey. Now Newcomb's got to flank the big one down and in there to the little fellow. Pocket-sized Eddie Sankey. One of the smallest players in big league baseball. A fighter in the Phil Rizzuto tradition. Fiery, volatile second baseman waiting. Number 22 has good eyes, Sankey. Not too fast. Infield, halfway up, outfield, shortened to the left. The pitch to Sankey, swings, beats one foul down past DeRocher. Low like old Luke Appling, stands up there, fouls him off, waiting for the one he wants. Can you remember who was in right field for the Giants in 1937 when they took their last pennant? Sure you can. It was that grand guy, Mel Ott. And now, Mel's daughter is about to be married. You feel kind of old, man. For the third time in 4 days, the Brooklyn club wriggled back off the brink of the precipice into a National League tie yesterday. One more push, and over they've gone. Newcomb kicks the payoff pitch. Swung on. There's a little try fly out toward right with left field. That goes in very fast. Stop. Pulls it down to the out of Sankey. Laid a blooper out in short left field. Tapco raced in to get it, and most of the crowd had probably convinced themselves that Eddie Sankey, having worked Newcomb to a 3-2 count, was to be given a pass that time. But Newcomb bearing down, putting everything that he has on it this afternoon, pitching with utmost caution, planked one right down the wheelhouse, and Sankey had to hit it or go out of there on strikes. Here is Al Dark of the National League New York Giants. Right-hand hitter Dark, the pitch to him. Al swings, keeps a sky-high fly along the third baseline. Coming in for it is Billy Cox, near the mound. He's got it, putting it in the well for the out of there or two away. The Giants two up and two down to Newcomb. Now the batter, Don Mueller. Teammates call him Mandrake. That's a tribute to the almost magical way that Don places his hit. He's only 23, and that's the doorway to a long and brilliant career. Mueller, whose home run hitting here at the Polo Grounds against Newcomb and other of the Brooklyn Dodger pitchers, has been a sore point for them. On deck, Monty Irvin. Newcomb rocks the Giants. Right-hander vigorously throws. Strike called on the outside corner. Bill Terry, the last Giant manager to bring in a winner, was on hand yesterday and is again today. The roster of celebrities here today reads like a who's who. This ball game being brought to you throughout the world on Liberty and the Armed Forces Radio Service. Newcomb's big pitch, slow ball, swung on as he fooled him, beaten down to the first base coach, Freddie Fitzsimmons, who nurses the Giant pitchers. Leo DeRocher wig-wagging at third. Very heavy, somber skies overhead. A few birds circling the field. Probably the Brooklyn Wombat, which makes it sound like a baseball bat. Newcomb working on Mueller. Big time, kicks, fires, rocks it outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Newcomb against Magley. Final game of the year. The playoff, payoff, the showdown, the end, and what more could you want? A tasty menu for a Wednesday afternoon on Liberty, huh? The wind is blowing here this afternoon toward right. Will be a factor for left-hand hitters like this Mueller, who takes ball two outside, 2-2. The deuces are up, two balls, two strikes, two out, and Don Mueller, the hitter, up with a 2.75 hitting average. He's playing right for the New York Giants. Number 22, Mueller. The deuce is really up in. Stewart at second base, Conlon first, yes, third. Big Don Newcomb rocks, kicks, fires, there's a swing and a drive. Out in left field, Andy Castro goes back, turns around, calls it into the outward side of the side on a blistering line drive to left by Mueller. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And the guaranteeing pressure in the National League has but 8 innings left to go at the Polo Ground. The Brooklyn Dodgers won, the New York Giants, nothing. Well, about 25,000 rooters are over here from beautiful, scenic Brooklyn. Lovely garden spot. Brighton Beach, Sheepshead Bay, Prospect Park, Bedford Avenue, flowers, trees, boys. Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers, the last one-third of the hitting list of nine, solidly confronting Sal Magley here with the chips on the line as we open the first half of the second inning. Let's see how the outer defense will play. Bill Cox, a good glove man, short-hitting right-handed, stands feet close together in toward the plate. Third baseman in, just off the line. Dark stride toward third, off the grass, Sankey near second, deep back in the back. The first baseman nearly on the line to pitch. Billy Cox backs away from the strike, which catches that inside corner to a right-hand hitter. One ball, no strike. Sal Magley, the barber shaving. He has lathered the Dodgers 5 times this season, and they've only beaten him once. He throws down. Cox backs away from a button high pitch. One ball, one strike. You know, of all the dates marked in the Polo Grounds calendar, July the 16th, 1902, almost a half century ago, was the most famous up to the day. That was the day that John McGraw was engaged to manage the Giants. His spirit's here today. Great name. Cox swings. It's a one-hopper right back to Magley, who throws to first. He got him for the out. 1-3. And Magley, after a rocky beginning in which the barber showed the first signs of nervousness that I have ever seen him show, was just a little bit awry on his control. He missed the corners on Reese, put him on, and that was what cost him. Or perhaps it was the walk to Snyder which cost him, because that was the one which advanced Reese in scoring territory, from where Jackie Robinson drove him home with a whistling single to left. Left-hand hitter Rube Walker, the South Carolinian, watches, takes a called strike. As per usual, the lines of the coaching boxes are already completely erased. Sorosha, wasting no time getting fate and superstition on his side, did it early. Magley throws curveball, beaten back foul. Well, Magley, a name to bring dread to Brooklyn hearts. Determined, cold, unemotional opponent. Maybe even showing the slightest signs of the wear and tear in the first half of the first inning when he walked Reese, walked Snyder, and Robinson hitting for a single. But it's early in the ball game. There's a long way to go. Here in the Polo Grounds, a heavy shroud of mist. Overhead, damp gray skies. The pitch taken outside. Somber October afternoon. One ball, two strikes, one out. Brooklyn won, the New York Giants nothing. 55,000 close-packed bodies in the Polo Grounds, which is taut with suspense, as two tired and nearly depleted ball games, ball teams, come down to the wire. The pitch by Magley. One ball and a miss for strike three. That was a low-breaking slider. That little curveball shown was thrown with a sharp wrist twist. He broke it down, slid it in around the knees to the left-hand hitting Walker out of home run and two other hits there. Yes, it gets full away as Don Newcomb, that good hitting Brooklyn pitcher, comes on. record this year, 20 wins and 9 defeats. Two of the best managers in baseball, two great strategists, Leo DeRocher and Charlie Dressen, opposing each other in a battle to the finish, the final in the National League.
Magley arms behind his head, the right-handed throws. Newcomb lifts a high pop-up to the left side, splashing it off as he hit late on a fastball, hustles there, and makes a basket catch of the ball to retire the side. At the end of one and a half, here at the jam-packed Polo Grounds in New York, in baseball's history-making third playoff, and the only third playoff game in history, the Brooklyn Dodgers won, the New York Giants zero.
Down into the windup goes Don Newcomb, big right-hander, unbends, serving swing, hits one down deep the hole, Reese goes over, fields the ball, throws to first, and he's in time with his throw for the out. Pee-wee's fielding has been spectacular in this series. Sal Magley is a great player under fire. Reese sped over to his right into what would have been, for a left fleet shortstop, the hole in the left side of the infield. But he plugged the dike, stuck his gloved hand in there, in the lurch, grabbed it, threw the first to the out, and here is Whitey Lockman. Lockman. Newcomb pitches, Whitey swings, hits one down to the right side, Lockett tries to backhand it, but this is in the right field on the ground for a giant base hit. And Lockman, the potential tying run, is at first base. Up is the potential go-ahead run, Bobby Hurst. So here is the Royal Scot, so-called by his giant players, with reference, of course, to the famous London to Edinburgh Express. Stylish, polished ball player, Bobby Thompson. Lefty bumper. Lockman down at first. We pass the Yankee Stadium on the way over here. We can see that flags and pennants are all decked out in preparation for the World Series. Thompson watches wide, just looking over one and ignoring a pitch, which was okay at the height in the strike zone, but a shade wide. Bob Thompson batting, Willie Mays on deck, West Westrum down in the hole. Lockman down at first. Standing close to the bag as Hodges goes in for a word with his pitcher. 31 home runs and 96 runs batted in, the record this year. Third time in 4 days, Brooklyn trying to save off the final summons in the National League. Also, the Giants, and they're in tough shape now. Trail 1-0. Newcomb lets it go. Hunt squeezes it down and runs left field line. It is sent out for base hit. Johnson turns second, holds it second. Bobby Thompson racing for second. Two runners are going to be on second. Here it is. Reese is taking Thompson back towards first. He is tagged out by Gil Hodges as the New York Giants to our Brooklyn Steve Herbert. The Daffiness boys in years gone by. Whitey Lockman was held up at second base by the third base coach, Leo DeRocher, but Thompson head down, charging at full steam like old Babe Herman used to do, round at first, near second, before he saw that Whitey Lockman was still on the bag, and of course two runners can't occupy the same second one time. Lockman was already entitled to it. Thompson turned around, headed full tilt back for first, couldn't make it, as Reese taking the relay from Papko, threw him out to Hodges, who tagged. Two out, one on, Lockman is second in scoring territory, and battling up there is Willie Mays, the New York Giant right-hander. Up until yesterday, the Giants hadn't lost a game since September the 20th, had won 8 in a row, 38 out of 45, 7 of the last 8. The Dodgers beat it 10-0. Lafayette shut him out, Newcomb throws, and Willie Mays takes strike call. One ball, one strike, two out. Mays, 275 hitter. Cox is at third for the Dodgers. Reese at shortstop. Jackie Robinson at second base. Gil Hodges at first base. Robert deep back of the bag. Step off the grass. Pee-wee hands on knees. Ready, waiting. Halfway up at shortstop. Cox close to the line with Erskine beginning to warm for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Outfield. Stand off deep to left. Arms over his head. Don Newcomb. Big Brooklyn right hand to throw. Down sizzling fastball. Driven along the left field line. The top rope going back toward the wall. Go be there. He's got it. Well, the New York Giants pulling a skull in the second inning. A real boneyard play. Would have had runners at first and second with one man out. Willie Mays and Westrum due up. But as a result of Bobby Thompson's headlong charge into second base with Whitey Lockman already occupying the bag, memories are brought to mind of Babe Herman, who still grows green in the limbo of Brooklyn. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Going now into the first half of the third inning at the Polo Grounds in New York. The Brooklyn Dodgers won, the New York Giants nothing. At the Polo Grounds, it's a Brooklyn hitting list of Perillo, Reese, Snyder, Robinson, Papko, Hodges, Cox, Rube Walker, and Don Newcomb. The Giants have started off darkly indeed. You know, it's interesting that these two teams, no matter how tired, how crippled, how ailing their pitching staff are, well, they just happen to have two 20-game winning aces ready for this final game. DeRocha and Dressing that, Newcomb and Magley are ready. Well, out into the field go the Giants, looking as worried as a Bostonian going west of Worcester. The lights come on. We told you they would early this afternoon. That's three innings, actually, earlier than they were illuminated yesterday afternoon. Magley wipes his brow. The barber, the Niagara Falls Nugget, Sal Magley, pitching to Carl Frollo, who led in the first inning with a strikeout, reaches for one and looks at ball one, which twirls down low and outside. With Carl Frollo batting for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Magley peels it off. Frollo hits a weak bounder right back to the hill. Magley throws. He got him for the out. Magley to Lockman, 1-3 on Frollo, who has twice meekly submitted to Sal Magley. And now it'll be Pee Wee Reese, who wheedled a walk-off Magley as he came up the first time and raced home from second to score on Jackie Robinson's solid bingle in the hole on the left side. Lou Jorda calling balls and strikes. Jock O'Connell at first. Bill Stewart's down at second base. And Larry Getz is at third. And now for the stalwart line, for the stalwart blue line from Brooklyn, Pee Wee Reese. The shining heroes of Harlem, the New York Giants on the field. Sal Magley winds, throws, and it's missing outside. Ball one, one out. Brooklyn won, the New York Giants nothing. Playoff, payoff. The final. The end of the end. Last game of the year between these two as Reese watches ball two swirled outside. Magley does definitely not appear as sharp here this afternoon as he has been in other games we've seen him, particularly the one last Saturday when he four-hitted the Boston Braves in a masterful shutout. If anything, Newcomb has looked the sharper. Magley throws, strike call on the outside corner. Even so, Newcomb yielded two base hits to New York Giants in the second inning, which only wretched Giant base running kept from being a real threat to the big Brooklyn right-hander. The ancient cricket crease below the bluff. There's one swung on, hit up into the air out toward right field. In foul territory, Whitey Lockman's over near the grandstand. He's got it. Lockman went over to pull it down, drifting under one that was curved foul. Kind of a powder puff hit up along the first baseline. Lockman dashed back to pull it down. So now Magley, after a rocky beginning, has retired seven batters in order. Duke Snyder is the hitter for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Snyder, S-N-I-D-E-R. Duke, National League pennant on the line. The World Series on the line. Snyder swings, cutting hard. Wailing in an outside pitch on Duke Lee that he went fishing. Billowing breakers of the Harlem River. Out beyond the center field fence, the Snyder watches outside. One and one. Full ground. Bounded behind us by Coogan's Bluff in the front by the Harlem River. On the right by a huge parking lot. On the left by some apartment buildings. Magley bends over. Peeking in for the sign. Kicks, throws, Snyder cuts, and strike two. One ball, two strikes. You hear him roaring behind, don't you? This is a ball game to end them. A stiffer handled, green sided pickle nipper today. A real scene breaker. Dressen yesterday claimed that Sheldon Jones was throwing a spitter. Pitch is high, 2-2 on Snyder with two away. The base is empty as a schoolroom in July. The outfield shaded to the left. That was a new wrinkle about that spitball. They usually, the Giants and the Dodgers, are arguing over beanballs rather than spitballs. Magley getting the sign. Westham in crap shooting position, giving it to him. Magley feeds. Three outs. No run, no hit, no errors, nobody left on. As Sal Magley, finding the touch, has now gotten eight batters in a row. Since Jackie Robinson delivered the lone single off Sal Magley here this afternoon, but a most important and pivotal blow it was. A solid clutch hit. smacked into the hole between Dock and Thompson at shortstop to send Reese racing home with a glorious Brooklyn score in the first inning. Glorious, that is, for Dodger rooters. It has cast a pall of despondency over Giant rooters. We'll go into the last of the third with the Giants bringing up Western Magley and Stank in a moment. Score, 1-0 Dodgers. Wes Westrum will lead it off for the Giants, and the smiling senior from Niagara Falls, Salvatore Magley, will follow. Eddie Stanky down in the hole. Stanky. Wes Westrum with a .247 hitting average is the batter for the New York Giants as we come on into this inning. Westrum wearing number 9, kicks around, getting a firm toehold in the batter's box. Down on his haunches, Al Rube Walker. Big Newcomb out on the mound for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Scuffs around. And now it's play. Last half of the third inning. Wes Westrum, who broke the all-time National League fielding record for catchers last year with a .999 average, is the batter. A good sticker, good power hitter. Not consistent, though. Swings, misses, hard play on it. Nothing in one. Newcomb pumping him home for the Brooklyn Dodgers, trying to ride that one-run lead home. He got it in the first inning as Jackie Robinson, who's been the big builder for the Dodgers for the past few days, against Leo DeRocher, his mortal enemy, singled it home. Westrum swings, cracks a hard curving liner into the upper deck. Foul. Westrum, .247 hitter. Sal Magley on deck. This fellow Westrum, fine defensive catcher, made in 680 chances last year. One low throw, just one error, a .999 record for the highest average ever recorded, fielding-wise, in the National League. Very good catcher, going out well on pop flies, gets out well for bunts, hits a long ball occasionally. The Giants, in their previous second inning, had a golden moment. Lachman singled, Thompson followed with a slashing single to left, but then shades of Babe Herman raced into second base with Lachman already on the bag. The pitch by Newcomb arched in high inside, high. In that Dodger game so many years ago, it was Babe Herman, Dazzy Vance, and Chick Fuster on third base all at one and the same time. Herman and Vance slid into third base, and the Babe passed Chick Fuster on the way. Here's the pitch, taken high inside by the right-hand hitter, Wes Westrum, very high and inside. Well, we told you when this ball game started that heroes would be made and goats would be born, to be talked about down through the years here at the Polo Grounds this afternoon, and we may have had a famous repetition of the Fred Merkle incident here today. Don Newcomb throws and misses inside. 3-2, payoff count on Westrum, leading off the third inning. Yes, so you'll remember, back in, I think it was 1912, when Freddie Merkle, a bonehead fame, and Fred Snodgrass, infield must fly, cost the Giants the World Championship. Westrum takes all four outside as well. And it might be the touchdown that Bobby Thompson played, or else whoever was responsible for it would be joined alongside that. Sal Magley will now be the batter. See, Westrum would have been up in the second inning had there not been the skull on the part of the Giants as far as base running is concerned. They would have had two on and one out with an opportunity for both Mays and Westrum. You see now, Westrum has walked. Magley, the batter, smiling Salvador. The infield charges in as he is expected to bunt, and he doesn't. It is strike one call down the middle of it. Sal Magley batting for the New York Giants. The Giants have had the best National League pitching, and a lot of it can be traced right home to Sal Magley. He was the league's winningest last year, that is in 50, with 18-4. Second only to Jim Hearn in earned run average with .271. Won 11 games straight at the close of last season. Infield in again. The pitch to Magley is trying to bunt. It's high, though. 1-1. One ball and one strike. To show you what kind of a pitcher Sal Magley is under fire, how good a pitcher he is, last year he worked at one time 45 scoreless innings, missing Carl Hubbell's record by 1 1/3 innings. He has a curve that Kiner and Musial even think is the sharpest in the National League. Here's Cox off halfway in. Hodges rushes in. Magley bunts. Foul. One ball and two strikes. Giant hopes looking right at the moment. Dark is the inside of an inkwell. They trail 1-0. It's early in the ball game. Niagara Falls Nugget, Sal Magley, with 13 savvy years of campaigning on his shoulders, riding the National League pennant for the Giants today. It's on the broad back of Don Newcomb for the Brooklyn Dodgers, ace against ace. So for all these crippled, ailing pitching staff, as I remarked, somehow Dressen and DeRocher were able to muster two 20-game winners for this game today. Newcomb throws to first, not in time. Westrum gets back over there. It's all on the line. Either team has the magic number one today.